Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Giving God honor, giving God glory, giving God praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I am thankful, I am grateful, and I am blessed. And I take those words to heart and with serious contemplation. Until you've been on a verge and seen what you felt like death, you don't understand the word thankful, grateful, and blessed. I was in a very serious car accident and wound up on the side with my car on its side, driver's side down. My airbags deployed, and I was not hurt, not a scratch, just a little, some aches, but I'm good because of Jesus, Son, Holy Spirit for my life. And then I was looking for the word for today, and it says, you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We seek him every day as we move forward in the word of God. We seek him every day. And we can only say, Lord, thank you. Because I realize that tomorrow is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised. We got to give God praise every day. Because he did not promise us a new day. He didn't say, I will wake you up in the morning. Every day stands on its own. Every day is a day that we give God praise because somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody was in an accident and did not make it. Somebody, opportunity for a do-over. I am grateful that God gave me a do-over. I am grateful God gave me another day to be better today than I was yesterday. The more I seek him, the more I find him. The more I find him, the more I love him. Giving God honor, glory, and hallelujah praise today. Loving the Lord with every part of my being because he has loved me first. So I am thankful that I'm here today because as I looked at the pictures of my car and to know they brought me through, thankful that he gave me another day. So I can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being with me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Thank you, Jesus, for never letting go of me, for holding me tight, and for loving me. The more I seek you, Father God, the more I find you. And all I can say is thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. I rejoice and give you honor. I rejoice and give you praise. I rejoice and say thank you, Lord, for giving me an opportunity for a do-over. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me safe in the midst. Thank you, Lord, for all things are good and perfect that come from you. And all I can say is I praise you with every part of my being. For it is in you that I live, I move, and have my being. For yesterday at 6:55, it could have been my last day on this earth. God, we all should say, but God, we woke up this morning. But God, we have another day. But God, we can make better today and better choices today than we made yesterday. Father God, again, I say thank you for giving me another day. Christ Jesus, I thank you for holding me tight and not letting me go. Father God, I thank you for just being who you are, an awesome and mighty God who loves me. Lord, I lift this word up to you this morning, thanking you for the opportunity to share your word with the masses, Lord God. Thanking you for the opportunity to go to work for you. Thanking you, Lord God, for just being who you are, awesome and mighty. And Lord, I lift this word up to you, asking you, Lord God, to take control. Asking you, Lord God, to give us understanding and discernment of this word. And asking you, Lord God, to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth, Lord God, and of my humble, humble soul, Lord God. Oh, my God. Father God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. For you, Father God, are my strength. You, Father God, are my strength. You, Father God, are my strength, and you are my redeemer. You are the keeper of my soul. And it's in the name of the matchless, wonderful Savior, who I love with my whole heart. And all I can say is thank you, Jesus. I give honor, I give praise to the Most High God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul and saving my life. And it's in your name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. For those that are just joining me this morning, I was in a car accident last night where I hit some dry ice and went over embankment. Well, it wasn't really. It was I went over from a business, did not have a guardrail or lights, and I went to back out and slid on black ice as I was trying to go around a truck that was waiting to take my parking spot, and I went over the curb, which was about a 4-foot drop, and winded up on the side of my car. So my car was sticking up, and the driver's side had been knocked, airbags went off, and I had my seatbelt on. So I tell you, don't take it for granted. Wear your seatbelts. Wear your seatbelts. My seatbelt pulled me in and held me close, and I know it was the arms of Jesus, because I called on his name as I was going over, and all I felt was this. I hit the ground, my bags went off to my head, protected my body. I couldn't get out by myself. I was stuck in the car. Thank God it didn't blow up. Nothing But when the police and the ambulance and everybody came, I was able to, with help, through the sunroof. Thank God for a sunroof. And walked away without a scratch. Maybe a few bruises, maybe, but not a scratch. It was God. It was the Son. It was the Holy Ghost. I thank God. It's worth the price to buy a safe vehicle. Don't play it with your life. Because I could have as easily broken my neck, broke a limb, but God. But God. So I say thank you. Prayers. When you don't know somebody's praying for you, they are. They feeling you. They knowing that something is going on. So the word that God gave me today is, you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We got to be like David and thank God even in the midst of your enemies, even in the midst of all things. Your name will put your trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. We got to ask God every day, Lord, cover me in my going in. Cover me in my going out. Cover me when I wake up in the morning. Cover me when I go to sleep at night. Cover me, oh Lord. For you are my strength and you are my redeemer. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And I guarantee he will direct your path and save your life. Grateful today to be here. Grateful today to be a child of God. So let's get into our word this morning. We are coming out of Genesis chapter 35. Through chapter 36, verse 43. And the word of God says, and for those that have the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year, I am on page 70. Page 70. And the word of God says, God said to Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. And make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother. And Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, put away the foreign gods that are among you. Purify yourselves and change your garments. Then let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress. And has been with me in the way which I have gone. So they gave Jacob all the foreign gods which were in their hands, and the earrings which were in their ears. And Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree, which was in Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel. Excuse me, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died. And she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Alon Bekut. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him And God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Also God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac I give to you, and to your descendants after you I give this land. Then God went up from him in the place where he walked, where he talked with him. So Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. Then they journeyed from Bethel and went there. Was but a little distance to go to Ephrath. Rachel labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Now it came to pass when she was in hard labor that the midwife said to her, do not fear, you will have a son also. And so it was, as her son was departing, for she died, that she called his name Ben-Oni. But his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it happened when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard about it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. The sons of Leah was Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel were Joseph and Benjamin. The sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, were Dan and Naphtali. The sons of Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, were Gad and Asher. These were the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan-Aram. Now understand this. Reuben lay with his brother's mother. And so let's call it straight. That was just nasty. It was just nasty. You go sleep with your stepmama is what it boiled down to. Totally against God. Disrespectful to his siblings and totally disrespectful to his father. His oldest son don't disrespect him by sleeping with his father's wife. Thank you.
after a time, no time, it's the mind of the prophet. There are three heal and heal. You and I so to speak by you the purpose of the Lord. When Jesus has asked it for you. If you are we dare not come home without the guilt of this blood. And of the blood of Christ sacrificed, pay the price of power. The word of God, the blood of Christ is changed. The text is the blood is the skin, well, where God is up with the blood is the word of God. It says he honest takes the place by force. It is this. He confronted faith. Here, my bad. It's the word of God. He must rely on the Titus. The power to just take the faith of everyone. Every one of us has their faith by the Almighty supernatural power of God. You have the reason to take the family. It must be strength and it's true that my sin and earth shall not die. Love for God and one another. Title of the word. But not only testing, but testing was the day of God because the false prophets have gone out into the world. By these notes of God, every spirit of God, Christ is called the spirit of God. It's every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is not of God. This is the of the Antichrist. You have heard what's happening now already in the world. So if you hear some class of preaching of Jesus is my God, he can come and sin. What is the word? But by the open, it's not interested in the sense that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Jesus has come in the flesh. If somebody tells you different, they are not of God. Verse number four, you are of God, and have overcome them because he is greater than he is in the world. Got to keep that first son support in our spirit. You is greater. You are of God, that are children and have overcome because you is greater than you in the world. They are of the world, and of the world. We are of God. You know God, us, he who is not a God, denies us. But if you know the spirit of the spirit of it, got to know himself. God, spirit of God. Why? Because God said so. God is free. God is so. Who us? Who our daddy? So, somebody, the daddy is Father God. Thank you very much. The son of God, he is the keeper of my soul. Hallelujah. Of the Matthew chapter 12, verse 13. Yes. No. But heavy dealing with the first, those that were put in our those that were put to change things that are the lies. And if that day you were asked, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will hear. Until now, you have asked nothing of yours. And if you follow first, a little while, if you will not, I said a little while, because I spoke a little while. Some of it's the type of it. And he says, a little while, they said, what is it? They said, you got to know what it is. Now, do a little while, and again, well, surely I say that you will be as a but the world will be if you are with the power a woman, I can power because of power, but it's joy. work. Gracias.